I make a living with words. Words are my life, so I try to be as precise as possible. If something is astonishing, I won't say it's surprising. Over the years, some of the words I've used to call out anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism are hypocrisy, double standards, lies and evil. But here's the thing with words. The more you hear them, the less impact they have. That's the situation I find myself in. Take New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani. He ran on a campaign of affordability, but for some reason he has been obsessed with Israel. Not North Korea, not China, not Sudan, not Iran, just Israel, the world's only Jewish state. Last week, in a video that got 150 million views, he accused Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of being a war criminal, the architect of a horrific genocide against the Palestinian people. Normally, I would accuse him of being a liar and a hypocrite. A hypocrite because he singles out Israel while ignoring countries that are exponentially worse. A liar because, as a promoter of justice, he knows that you don't call someone a criminal who's only been accused by the International Criminal Court of being a criminal. In fact, when he condemned the man who stabbed a Jew on the Upper West Side a few days after Mamdani's speech, the mayor was careful to call him the alleged attacker. The examples of Mamdani's obsession with the Jewish state are too numerous to list. Indeed, that obsession mirrors the world's own fanatical fixation with the Jews and Israel. Take the typical college that goes out of its way to protect minorities from the tiniest microaggression that might offend them. When Jewish students face disgusting macroaggressions like baby killers, suddenly it becomes an issue of free speech. How to use words to describe such madness? Should I go with the usual menu: outrageous, unfair, hypocritical, unacceptable, hateful, and so on? However true they are, we've seen these words too often. It's like hearing the word amazing over and over again to describe anything that's great. After a while, the word loses its luster. Our words to combat anti-Semitism are losing their luster. So, to add some precision to the world's surreal infatuation with the Jews, I'm calling it creepy. Creepy is a word I use for anything that's gone so far it weirds me out. It makes my skin crawl. It's spooky. The world's obsession with a group that is less than 0.2% of the world's population has crossed the boundaries of moral vocabulary and into creepiness. Accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians, when the Palestinian population has grown from 1.3 million to 2.1 million in Gaza and 2.4 million to 3.4 million in the West Bank since 2005, is not just sinister and libelous. It means you're accusing the people who suffered through a genocide of committing their own. That makes my skin crawl. My friend Dr. Orly Peter, who is a clinical and neuropsychologist, has an insightful way of describing the danger of the genocide libel. The power of the genocide libel, she writes, is that it doesn't just persuade people, it changes the moral rules. Once you've convinced the public that Jews are the ultimate moral evil, a genocidaire, or a baby killer, you've handed millions a psychological permission slip to conduct acts that would normally be unthinkable. Spitting on Jews, humiliating them, assaulting them, even killing them, become easier to justify because the Jew is seen as not deserving of the same moral protections. That's why the genocide libel is vital to the movement. Its power is as a psychological weapon even more than a legal argument. By the time the evidence catches up, the damage has already been done. Yes, that creeps me out. Hearing the mayor of the city with the largest Jewish population use words like genocide against Israel definitely creeps me out. But here's one of the amazing things about life. Just as some things may creep me out, others give me the goosebumps. Take the astonishingly beautiful new song by Boy George titled, "We Will Dance Again." The melody, the reggae beat, the vocals, the lyrics move me to no end. You say genocide, I say war. When you're attacked, that's what the army's for. Does it get ugly? You bet it does. When I know you wanna kill every last one of us. Every last one of us. You never mention October 7th. Young girls raped against trees. Murder through Tel Aviv, for the crime of dancing. But trust me, we will dance again. We will dance again. We will dance again. And there will be no war. But if you're ever confused, I stand with the Jews. That is my own obsession. Words that move.